You're listening to UnConcast on the Georgia Podcast Network, featuring unconference sessions and other related discussions from around the Southeast.
If you guys don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and start since we're running a little bit behind. And I'm going to be doing recording, editing, and mixing with free software that I'm going to give you guys links to, and it's not Audacity. I'm actually not an Audacity fan. The software I'm about to give you is not only free, it works better than Audacity. It has better tools, and it's easier to use. And I have yet to meet a single Audacity user who, once I've introduced them to WavePad. Now, this is totally for PCs. Sorry, Mac people. But I will be talking about just editing tricks and tips, which you can use in any editing program. Okay? So first of all, I'm going to lower that. And I just wanted to put up here multimediadirectories.com. For those of you, I've been mentioning the online community magazines and the podcast directory software that we've created. So if you go to that link, and I stuck some pins in the back, you can find out more about it. All right? But I'm not going to waste any time on that right now. What I'm going to do is I am going to show you WavePad. I'm just going to go ahead and open it up again. Now, this is a free program that you can get by a company called NCH in Australia. However, what they do is I have a relationship with them, and when I find a product that they have, and they have tons of great ones, but they only put them out for free for a little while. Then they put 14 days trial, and you have to pay for it. So what I do is I get in early if I find something really cool, and I brand it. And we have a relationship. So what I have is a First Podcast Publishing, firstpod.com version of WavePad and MixPad. It is always free. No 14-day trial with this. If you get it from NCH, it will stop working after 14 days or whatever it is. Now, what will happen after 14 days with WavePad is the master version will no longer work. It costs like $30. You want it? Fine. I did without it for 2 years. Okay? You can do all of your basic editing. Unless you're going to be doing tons of stuff, because I do editing for other people as well, my clients and customers. But if you're just doing it for yourself, you don't necessarily need it. Okay? So, WavePad. The reason why, and is it cutting off, guys? You should still be able to see basically everything. WavePad is for PC only, but it has some tools that nothing, not even GarageBand or anything else has, which makes your editing so simple. It will cut tons of time down and increase the quality of your sound. Now, how many, when you record, if the sound levels, let's say you're recording an interview, the sound levels vary between the different people who are talking, correct? People in Audacity have to go through those different sections, highlight them, and amplify them. And it's really a pain in the butt. With WavePad, you highlight the whole file, you use something called automatic gain control, and it does it all for you. It also has some great noise reduction tools in the background. My office is horribly, horribly noisy. When I want to do my podcast, I normally take my digital recorder, go into a different room, and I record with another microphone. But sometimes I'm forced to record at my desk for some reason or another. If you could hear what the beginning and the after is, you would go, "Oh, don't put that up there." But because of WavePad, I'm able to remove the background noise. I'm able to grab the noise, subtract the noise out of the file. And then it leaves it, it kind of warps the file when you have to do that kind of deep editing. But then you use another function of reducing a different set of noise, and it cleans it up. And it sounds like you're in a broadcast studio. Then if you've got a low hum or some kind of high hiss, you're able to remove it. And it's all free. Okay? We're also going to talk about when you are removing ums and ahs and stutterings and that kind of thing. Sometimes what you'll have is these two words that are connected together. How do you remove that or ah and still have the rest of the phrases sounding natural and normal? We're going to talk about the rhythm of speaking. In other words, when you're removing extraneous noises or other things, whether you use silence or whether you're actually going to delete it. Also, sometimes you're talking too fast or you forget to breathe where there should be punctuation, how to insert silence, and also how you figure it out. A lot of this is going to be a feel thing, just the same way if you have ever listened very closely to commercials and the voiceover person has to get this amount of information in to this amount of time. Now, since I do voiceover, I pay attention to this. I just think it's funny. But you'll notice if you listen to them, and then you can always call us at 1-800-777-247 if you'd like to find out more information about, there's no breath anywhere in there. They didn't do it without a breath. They did their portions. They cut it out really close and pasted it all together. It doesn't sound natural whatsoever. You want to avoid sounding unnatural. And sometimes you also want to avoid, when you edit, the clicking noises from, let's say you cut something out or you start it over again. That used to drive me crazy in the beginning of podcasting, listening to people who didn't know how to edit. In other words, they clean it up, but they leave all the clicks in between that shows they restarted recording. So I'm going to start off with showing you a trick to recording if you're recording on your computer. Number one, this will save you hours and hours and hours. Number one, when you are recording, and let me go ahead and just start this. It's very simple. It lets you pick your sample rate from the very beginning. I choose 22,050 and I choose 64, but you don't do the bit rate until after you save it. So for those of you guys who were in the 101 class and he was talking about the frequency and the bit rate, so you choose your frequency there, mono or stereo. Now, I always choose mono. He said choose joint stereo. You can do that later. But there is no reason to record your voice in anything other than mono. Then when you mix it with music, that will become a stereo file. Okay, so I choose 22,050 and mono. And then I'm going to click, and you'll see over on the right-hand side, I'm pretty hot. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to lower my microphone a little bit so I'm not quite so hot. I'm going to be distorting really badly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We want a little bit of red there. So when you're doing that, okay, make that go away, you'll be able to see what your level is right there. So let's say I'm going to stop. Now, let's say, and this is just for example, this portion right here, it's highlighted, that's why it's blue. Let's say this portion right here, I meant to say, but then I messed up on this portion right here, and I'm recording a podcast. Then all I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight it. I'm pressing the delete key. I'm a keyboard person. I'm pressing the delete key on my keyboard, or I can just press the red X, delete. Then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick up right there. I don't have to start all over. I had a client who was trying to do a 15-minute podcast, and she would spend 3 hours trying to record it because whenever she messed up, she stopped and started all over again. Now, this relieves so much pressure from you to get it right. You can just sit there. I started out with my podcast. I used to write it all out, my brainstorming sessions. And then since I'm a voiceover, I could read it and make it sound like it was natural. But then I gave a class and one of my students said, you know, you sound so much better when you're just talking. That was the last time I scripted anything. So from here on out, what I do is I take my magazine, which I'm basing articles off of. I'll read it, I'll put it down, and I'll start talking. And then when I am done with that thought, I stop the recording, go back to my material, think it through what I want to say, and then I start it over again. Now, this is one of the tricks that people don't do, though. So let's say I click here, and I start picking up where I left off, blah, 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 which is what some people may be hearing, and then I'm going to stop. Now, what's going to happen is it's going to highlight the rest of the file, where I was, but the problem is if I showed you right here, really, really big. There's sound in here. There's actually a little click there where I started it over. So what you do is you go back to wherever you ended, right there. I'm pressing delete. And just remove that little portion of it, okay? So in other words, I'm getting rid of that click. And it allows me, when I record my podcast, to go with my stream of thought, to follow along. If I mispronounce something, if I do something, I just stop. And I edit as I go. Do you know how much time that will save you in your final editing? So when you make mistakes, stop, go, no, that really stunk. Or, boy, I sound like an idiot. So you stop, you go back, delete out the section that you don't want included, and start over again. Now, is that not simple? But people aren't teaching you that. Yes, John? Introduce yourself, or John will hit you on the head.
Ken, e3clink.com. How do you know where to start and stop? How do you target that that space, that part?
I don't know why my speakers are not working as I'm playing this. Let me check and see. Oh, I know why. Because my assistant uses this computer and she mutes it. She doesn't like hearing all the sounds. That's very frustrating, y'all, when I get back to my computer, too. All right, so let's start this over again, and let's do this. I'm just going to go ahead and close this out. Save changes, no. So I don't even have to hit new file. I can just hit the red record button. Pops up. You can make sure your settings are right from the beginning. And hi, this is Penny Haynes bringing you this edition of Brainstorm, sponsored by First Podcast Publishing, giving you a voice. And maybe I lose my train of thought. Okay, which I know you probably can't believe it, but I do that sometimes. And the train leaves the station. Woo-woo! And so what happens is, I'll just go back. After a while, when you're recording a lot, you can actually read these waves. You may not know exactly what word you're saying, but how many of you have been editing long enough, you know what a breath looks like? It's that little football that's right before you say every sentence. You know? And then also when you got the fluh and the bluh and the bluh, and you get these, and I know exactly, I can see them in my dreams at night. When you are making them so big because you got to get rid of it, I'm going to teach you how to get rid of those too, okay? But the main thing is you will be able to recognize after a while. And my students, I teach virtual assistants how to become podcast consultants so they can add it to their stuff, and web designers and online marketers. And they said, I'll never be able to do this. And the first phone call I got from my virtual assistant, and she goes, I can see the S's. I can see the breaths. Like, I can see them now. And it's kind of like shit, her eyes have just been opened. But she was excited because she could now decode those waves in front of us. But what I'm going to do is I'll go ahead and play it. Well, can't hear it there. But all you have to do is put your... Oh, no. I mean, it's not even coming out of the speaker real well. She really killed it. So... So the main thing is you can put your cursor back there and it's going to come back to you and you find exactly. But you can move your cursor. Now up here at the top, guys, in this top row, this is showing you your entire file all at once. So you can actually navigate by putting your cursor here. So let's say I had a 20-minute file here. You're not going to see all of that right there in front of you. On the bottom here, this is where you can get really, really big, okay? And I can put my cursors here and here and it's going to move me down in the bottom. So it's very, very simple to navigate. And editing is as simple with this as click, drag, delete, copy, paste. It's just like a document, so you don't ever have to be worried about learning how to record and edit. It's no different. If you can use a Word document, you can edit, okay? It just takes time. Go ahead.
Hey, Penny.
Hey.
Bill Rusum. No blog or podcast to speak of. How is this, what you're describing here seems to be exactly what you could do in GarageBand and or Audacity.
I haven't gotten there.
Okay, thank you.
Well, this is for people who have not recorded and edited. Okay, so you're right. Some of this stuff is going to be like what I just taught you about recording, stopping, and starting over again. Seems pretty common sense, but how many people actually do it? Okay. So some of this is going to translate. Some of this is just for WavePad, okay? So what I'm going to do then, and I'm going to start back here, take that out, and then I'm going to click, and I'm going to start up again. And digital business books, downloadable digital business and ebooks, and the Online International Podcasting Expo, April 20th and 21st. Stop. Now, what did I say? What am I going to do now? I'm going to remove the... connecting click. And there's also too much of a space in between where I stopped. There's too much pause there. Remember, we want it to sound natural. So this is where, okay, John, you can put the microphone there, over there. So now, publishing, giving you a voice. Oh, it's not on.
And digital business books, downloadable digital business and ebooks.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come over here and just take some of it out.
Giving you a voice and digital business books.
There, that's a little bit more natural. Okay. I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to show you where the power of WavePad is. Yeah. Go ahead. We got to record it. It's okay.
Okay. Ken, e3clink.com. You keep saying stop. Can't you? Don't you just pause it? Don't you have a pause?
With a digital recorder, you pause it. With this, I actually stop because I want to go back and edit.
Okay.
So that's the whole point of this part of it is edit as you go, which will make your editing at the end so much easier. And I'll show you the real trick to that.
So when you stop it, that makes it easier to...
To go back. Then you go back and clean it up.
And when you stop it, you can see where it stopped.
Yes.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, at the bottom here, there's a link, that button there takes you to the end of file. So when you start, you can't see it, but it takes you to the end of file, and that's when you hit record. So you just make sure. But the beauty of this thing is sometimes I'll forget, and my cursor will be here, and I'll click record, and I'll go blah, 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 and I'll go, oh, my God. And then I realize, no big deal. Undo. I mean, how often do I use undo? So now what I'm going to do, I normally do this before I save. Well, actually, I will. I'll do it before I save. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit Control-A, or you can see right here, it's Select All. Control-A works in every, basically, PC thing as Select All. And then I'm going to go over to Effects. This is La Pièce de Résistance, Automatic Gain Control. Now, the good news is, it will even out. If you've distorted, you can't take distortion out. If you've recorded too hot of a level and it's got that fuzzy sound. However, if somebody has not recorded at a really high level, what it's going to do is it'll bring the people too high down, people too low up, and you have a consistent level all the way through. Now, if you've done a telephone recording and the connection is not that great or somebody's really, really low, you may still have to manually, let's say, highlight and amplify them. But for the most part, you don't have to do that, especially if you're the only one there or two people are there at the same time and you've already set the levels. You with me? Nobody's glazed over yet? All right, so the bad news is it also increases the background noise. Now, if you're in a quiet room, the only thing you have to do with your file after you've recorded it to get it really good and clean is to highlight it, do automatic gain control, and then to do one simple type of noise reduction called multi-band noise gating. Okay? It's the second option there. So just remember, you're going to automatic gain control, noise reduction. Automatic gain control, noise reduction. Before you do anything else, that's what you're going to do. When you click that, it's going to give you a number. Now, it's really a range that I work with. Negative 15 dB. If you are in a quiet room with not a lot of noise, use negative 15 dB. It's going to cut really close down to that middle line. See all that fuzz along the middle there, guys? That should be a straight line. All of that is background noise in this room. So if I'm in a quiet room, I'll use negative 15 dB. If I'm in a noisy room or if it's a telephone recording because there's static in the background, I'm going to use a higher or negative 25 dB, and I'll tell you why. If you cut too deep when you're trying to remove noise, you will end up removing the end consonants of the words, especially S's, people who do not pronounce strong T's and K's. And so you'll be listening, and it's like, yes, and we earned, let me put my 3 cents in, okay? And it just sounds dorky. The other thing is it can also sound like it's going in and out. If you've ever used noise control and you've overdone it, it sounds like you're doing this. And okay, that means you did your noise control too deep. So the closer to zero it is, that's how low you're cutting it, okay? But the larger the number, the less damage you're doing. So since we're in a kind of like a busy room here, I'm going to say negative 25 dB. Actually, hold on a second. I want to show you. I didn't go deep enough. You know how I know? It's still got some squigglies in it. That squigglies is noise. So this room obviously isn't as noisy as I thought it would be. So I just did undo, edit, noise reduction, noise. And I'm going to change that to a 1.
And
that's what your file should look like.
Bringing you this edition of Brainstorm, sponsored by First Podcast Publishing.
Isn't that nice and crisp and clean?
And digital business books, downloadable digital business and ebooks, and the online International Podcasting Expo.
All of the background noise is gone. Okay. Now, I'm going to show you, however, sometimes you can't help but there's noise. Your heat or your air conditioning goes on. You forgot to turn the ceiling fan off. Now, I'm not talking about intermittent noise. I'm talking about noise that permeates the entire thing. I've actually cleaned out teleseminars where one of the women must have been in her kitchen and left the dishwasher running the entire time. This was a professional product. Took me an hour. I couldn't even use this. I had to use a more expensive digital restoration program to find the exact stuff and get it out. But you can do that. Actually, this program does that now. But you have to find it and remove that noise. And I'm going to show you how to do that with this program, which is free, guys. You have some kind of funky noise going in the background. Oh, you know what else it could be? I once had a woman who recorded something for me for an audiobook, and I heard the thump, the thump, the thump, the thump. And I called her and I said, "Did you have a dryer going on with sneakers?" She said, "How did you know?" Mm-hmm. So you have to be very careful about what's going on in the background. So my suggestion to you is, number one, my first step, when you first go to record, put on your microphone, get in front of it, and do your sound levels, like I was doing there before. But the other thing you do is you practice saying the words that you know you mess up, or the sounds that cause you to blow air, puff, flow. For me, FL, for some reason, just messes up my recordings. Or you might pop your P's, okay? Or whatever the sound is where it just comes off and it just ruins the recording. Meaning you're just listening to it nice and comfortably and then you go like this, okay? It doesn't fit in there. So microphone placement is going to save you a lot of editing. So I kind of glossed over that. So if you put your microphone in the right place, you've practiced, you know you've got it, where you're going to do the least amount of damage with the breath blowing out of your mouth, then you're going to do the automatic gain control. But let's say there is some kind of nasty noise. Then what you do is let me scroll over a bit. Well, I already took that out. What you do is you highlight a little bit of it, and it's so simple. You go to Effects, Noise Reduction, Grab Noise Sample. Now remember, this is a digital picture of voice. Be careful when you do this, because the more you have to go in and clean it up, which is why you want a very quiet room in the first place, the more you clean it up, you are warping the audio. We can fix it and make it still sound pretty good, but you're still on very tenuous ground. So do everything you can to make sure it is quiet. Grab multiband noise. You don't know that anything's happened, but it just kind of flashes and takes. Then you can do this either for the entire file or just portions of the file. Sometimes I will be in an interview with somebody and I had to do it on my computer at home, my desktop, in that noisy room. So I have to literally run this noise removal just on my sections. But luckily, when you're doing interviews, one person talks for a while and then another person talks for a while. So you can see that. So this can be applied to small areas or the entire file. So I'm just going to go Effects, Noise Reduction, Apply Spectral Subtraction. That's it. It's going to take that noise, find those exact same digital qualities, remove it. Now, you still have to do what? What do we still see? Still see some squigglies. Normally, your voice will sound weird. I can't duplicate it right here, but you'll listen to it and go, huh? But it goes away when you use what we used before, the multiband noise gating. But if you had to remove any kind of background noise, if you've already messed with the file, you have to use the higher type of noise cutting, negative 25, not negative 15. If we do negative 15, it's going to go in and out and in and out, or it'll cut off the end consonants. So,
and hi, this is Penny Haynes bringing you this edition of Brainstorm, sponsored by First.
All right, so do you see? No other program does this, guys. It might do the noise removal, but nobody else has added the automatic gain control. Camtasia, which is a video program, they finally added it to their audio, but once you do automatic gain control and noise reduction, you can't do any touch-up. You just are stuck with whatever the program did. So also for any of you who went to the Camtasia session, the TechSmith of screencasting, well, I have Camtasia. That's what I do online commercials with, video tours of people's sites that I do for them. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and I'll record it most of the time, sometimes, in that loud room. But I will then take that, once I've edited all the video, I will actually remove that audio. I can go file, save as WAV, and then I'll bring it in WavePad. And I will clean it up and then put it back in. And then it's nice and clean. You have to put it in as audio too and mute out that first audio, but it works. It'll sound so much better. If, you know, it may be that the Camtasia stuff will do it for you. Maybe you were in a quiet room to start out with. But if you want to edit the audio, take it out, put it in here, and fix it. All right, how much time do I have? All right, not too much time. So are you guys with me so far? Have you learned anything that is helpful? Now, this is one of the things I want to show you, and I think what I'll have to do is, my problem is I need to make some sounds that I shouldn't make, and I've trained myself not to do that, so this is going to be hard. Let me just say, I really want to do something, you know, for like all of you, if you know what I mean. Okay. I can't even think in those terms anymore. So people talk like that, though. And if you are one of those, or you're doing editing, if you ever interview somebody, you never know. It's Russian roulette. You have no clue how they're going to speak. I once had a man, and I did an audiobook series for a publisher. And he was doing interviews. And I said, he said, how long will it take to edit it? I said, well, normally about 3 times the length of the original audio if it's 2 people speaking. Okay? If it's 2 people. And I said, but he's a speaker, right? We're not going to have like really bad stumbling. Oh, he's a professor. He's a speaker. Not a problem. Oh my gosh. I have never heard someone repeat words over and over again up to 4 or 5 times. And then nonstop. Oh my God. It took 3 hours to do a 15-minute interview. So that's why you should have taken my smooth speaking class. Send them to me. I will fix that. Okay, so now this is the other stuff. I can hold it. I should be able to do that. All right. Let me back it up. Problem is I can't see when you do that. Okay.
Let me just say, I really want to do
okay, let's pick this one. Okay. I'll go ahead and I'll amplify the whole file so you can hear it.
Let me just say, I really want to do...
We'll go for the I'm going to get that big. And what we're going to do... Oh, and I'll go ahead. Do the automatic... the noise reduction.
Let me just say, I really want to do something to...
Now, the reason I've picked this particular thing is because when you have to remove ums and ahs, sometimes they're connected to another syllable. If I just take and just take the out, it's actually, after a while you hear this, it's going ooh-um, so I'm taking some of the two with me, which I don't want to do. Oh, I can't see. All right, if I just take that out, I want you to hear, well, no. Oh, yes, I'll just take it out.
Want to do something.
What did you hear? Okay, number one, what happened is, Lord, where did you go?
Let me just say, I really want to do.
There it is. You have this straight line there, which does not sound natural. Now, we did two bad things here. Number one, I shouldn't have deleted it. I should have silenced that area because it, well, it may or may not have ruined the rhythm of the person speaking, okay? So don't delete it unless you've got this big, long pause and you know there's no way that was going to sound natural anyways. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to undo that for a second here, and I'm going to right-click, and I'm going to silence the selected region. I still have this horrible just at the end of it. So you want to know what you do to get rid of it, guys? You highlight the end of it. You're going to love me. Fade out. What if you had removed it from the beginning of the word? You would have faded in. And then let's go ahead and listen to what it sounds like.
Really want to do something.
See, it sounds natural, doesn't it? Now, even leaving that pause there makes it think that they're listening, that they're thinking, and that's okay. But I'm one of those people that believe if somebody's listening to a podcast, they don't have all the time in the world. So I remove the pauses that don't need to be there, okay? People are in a hurry, so. But I won't. We don't have time to do the rest of those. But that's the biggest thing that you want to do. Now, let's say somebody has popped a pee or done a fluh, okay, which puts a lot of breath in something. Let me see if I can even do that. I spend my life practicing not doing this, so that's why this is hard. Let's see. Flow, pop, poi, flow, flop, boy. Let's see if we got it or not.
Flow.
All right, I still can't get the FLs. But this right here is a popped P. Now, perfect picture. You guys see over here to the right how in a natural sound, it's all going up and down, and it's all connected. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. That is not natural, does it? It's not going up and down. And so what I can do is one of two things. Number one, I could normalize it. Normalize is the opposite of amplify. And I could put that down to 10. So in other words, you'll hear the puff, but not a lot of the blowing. So let me back up a little bit.
Pop, poi.
Okay, you didn't hear it.
Pop, boy.
Let me do it again.
Poi, flow, flop, boy.
Nope, I didn't go back far enough. Okay, so you can still sound it, but I still don't like that. That's still not good enough. And sometimes the discrepancy in the really little and the really big won't sound natural. So here is your other little tool. High pass filter. What that does is it removes low-end stuff. If you've ever recorded near an electrical outlet, or you've recorded on something that left a low buzz or a hum, you can get rid of it. You use high pass filter. So you put high pass filter, and I don't think the preview is working on this. That's the only thing I don't like about this. So I just do it, what do you call it? I do trial and error until it sounds right. So I still got, but when it's really bad, guys, you know what you just do? You take the part that doesn't fit, all this stuff right there.
Slow.
So you have to play, it's either you're going to remove those things that are going up and down that aren't really connected, the breathy part of your popped P, you'll remove it. If it doesn't sound natural, then try one of the other things. Try normalizing that portion of the breath. And then if that doesn't work, try high pass filter because different people's voices will react differently.
Ken, E3C Link, I really want to know, and maybe you can help me with this, is music.
This, well,
I want to take a sample of music and.
Oh. Well, let me do this. Okay.
Because I need music in my podcast. I mean, I can hum
right.
And I can sing, but I prefer use other people.
Okay, here we go. Mixpad. Mixpad is the free companion to WavePad. Multi-track mixing. Easiest stuff you've ever seen. I'm going to load you a clip. And it doesn't take long for me to even show you how to do this. Production. Where the heck did my production files go? Oh, wrong computer, Penny. DH. Oh, please. I haven't been on this computer in so long. Ah, your voice. Oh, and that's another beautiful thing. This thing will pull in WMAs and convert them for you. Do all sorts of beautiful things. Trying to find something short for you guys so it'll pull in quickly. Whew, 125 minutes, I don't think so. 68 minutes. I'm long-winded. Sorry, guys. Oh, God almighty. I'm sorry, guys. I assumed this would be the same thing. No. Oh, Len, a minute. Thank you. So you simply click and you put in a file. You have to click in one of the tracks as to where it's going to show up, okay? Then if it is...
A setback. Today's quote, a setback to lead us to a better place.
All right, very good. That's Joni Winberg, Happy Wednesday broadcast. All right. Now you can actually change the volume going down or up, but normally you're going to leave the original vocal track just where it is, okay? Next, I want to put some music in it. So I'm going to click down here. I'm going to load a clip, and I'm going to find some music. Ah. Here we go. Please be in there. Thank you, Lord. I use Studio Cuts, royalty-free music. I love their library. Great stuff. It's not made with like a MIDI machine. And here we go. Let's just use Let It Go. I have no clue what it sounds like. And now I'm going to play it. What's the problem? Music's too loud. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the volume, and every track is going to be excuse me, at a different level. So you never know until you mix it what the volume needs to be. So let's try that. So I think that's okay in the background, but you want the music to be louder in the beginning, right? So that people aren't going, oh, it's quiet, and then they crank it up, and then the person blares them. So what you want to do, and this, sorry guys, this program is so simple for this, it has something called fade points. So all you do is right click, add fade point. Right click. Add fade point. This is a geometry kind of thing. You'll see why I'm doing this. So I want it to start out very loud. I want it to stay loud up until about there. And then I want it to go down there. See how easy it is? And if you didn't get it right, you just slide the little fade points over. So simple. Free software. Did I say free software? Okay. Now, I'm obsessive compulsive. I could hear the music dropping before she started talking, and I don't like that. So I just move the fade point over.
A setback.
By the way, one of the tricks to do this is hide the drop while they're talking. And the brain doesn't quite register. It doesn't go, oh, look, the music dropped. Because the brain focuses on the voice now, not on the music. So it's kind of like a sleight of hand. So then you're going to do the exact same kind of thing when you do an outro. And normally if I don't have a formal intro or outro with a narrator and that kind of thing, I will put 30 seconds, 15 or 30 seconds of music playing in the beginning behind talking. I will use as little as possible just music in the beginning, and I'll normally do it maybe just four measures, four bars, whatever you call it, just enough, and only if the music's interesting. You know how some music will play the same thing over and over again for several measures? All right, don't do that to them, okay? But if it's interesting, dun 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 dun, whatever it is, then go ahead and use it. But as soon as that's done, people will be expecting someone to talk at that point. So put the vocals where they expect it. This is a feel thing. I can't teach that, okay? But I will normally put 30 seconds or 15 seconds in the beginning, a little bit before, then they start talking, and I fade it out. Then at the end, I put 60 seconds. I hang some of it over, and I'll show you just real quickly. I won't do 60 seconds here, obviously, But you put something there, you load the clip. I'll put, let's say, 30 seconds. Although I don't think this is, oh yeah, it is 30 seconds. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna grab that, and I want the very end of it to hang over. See how it's hanging over past there? Now what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna add a fade point here. Add a fade point here. Number one, I want that to be up at one. And then, add another fade point. So I'm doing this just visually right now. And I want to be able to hear it at the beginning, so I'm not taking it all the way at the end.
However, today, he admits it was the best thing that ever happened to him. He is now.
You can't hear it very well, but.
Assisting others to enjoy a lifestyle with more balance. He has even learned how to lighten up and have more fun in his life every day.
See how it's just very, very quiet, very slow. The longer it is, the less obtrusive it will be in your thing, and it will slowly just come in. It'll punctuate the fact that the end is coming. And then notice when she finished talking, you had the pop. Now some songs are going to have a little bit more pop to it at the end, you know, like bump 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 bump. You might want all of that after she's finished talking, so you're punctuating it. But this is it. Last thing I'll show you, because I know we're done, is you can save this as a project. In other words, if you're doing the same podcast over and over and over again, you want to keep your intro and outro basically the same. You're just going to replace the audio file that's in the top. So all you do is you save it, and you save it. It's called an MPDP. So I'm just going to put PodCamp, test, save, and it's saving this whole thing. So I can open it back up. It's also good if I'm doing podcasting for a client. They listen to it and go, I don't like your music. No problem. Swap out the music. I want it to fade in or fade out earlier. No problem. I move fade points. So this makes life so simple. Then you click Save As, choose it as an MP3 file. I will normally put PodCamp Mix. When I have an original file, I leave it whatever the name is, PodCamp. After I edit it, I save that as PodCamp _ edited. When I mix it, PodCamp _ mixed. You never know when you're going to need the original or just the edited without the mixed. Took me several years to find that out, much to my dismay. Now notice it's gonna ask me, I'm gonna save it. This is the same way WavePad works, is you get to choose your bit rate. Remember talking about bit rates? 64 is perfectly fine if you're not focusing on music. Okay, they'll be able to download it here, you're fine. I've got it channeled joint, stereo, which is what, or it's joint, yeah, joint right there. You never want variable bit rate. Don't ever do that to yourself. All right, constant bit rate. And do you know the reason why? You don't want to mess with flash players. People are listening to the audios on flash players, on podcast directories, on sites. Flash players need at least, I don't know if it's 22,050 or not, but if you go above 44,100, it will slow down. And if you go below, I think it's 22,500, then you sound like a chipmunk. Same thing about 64. You can go up to 128. If you go below 64 or 56, I'm not sure which one, you'll sound like a chipmunk. So that's why knowing those frequencies is important. Yes, best for me, safest thing is 22,050 when you first start recording. Although when you mix with music, it's going to default to whatever that is. So most of the music is 44,100. But don't go under 64 for the bitrate. Okay, and if you want to make it smaller, I've also found out it doesn't matter if it's 44.1 and 64 or 22.05 and 64, it's the same size. Yeah. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. So I stopped freaking out when it bumped it up to 44.1 when I was done editing. So we are done here. I know we've run over, but I hope you guys learned some stuff that you can apply, and it will hopefully cut your editing time down tremendously. Oh, where you can get this stuff. Duh. What you can do is you can get this stuff if you go to digitalbusinessbooks.com, which is one of my sites. It's a downloadable audio, video, ebook site. On the very front page, just scroll down, and you'll see WavePad and MixPad. They're free. You add them to the cart, you check out, and then it'll send you an email where you can download it, but it's totally free. Okay? Any questions? You can talk to me afterwards. Yes? No, the master version. There's some other really high-end features that come with this. And if you want to keep those, then you pay $30 for them. Otherwise, you just use everything else for free. But if you get it from NCH, it won't work after 14 days. Yes, please do. All right. Thank you, John.
The song you heard in this podcast was Garden by Cargo Cult, available only on Magnatune.com. Thanks for listening to Unconcast on the Georgia Podcast Network. If you have recorded or are planning to record a discussion that you think would make a good episode of Unconcast, email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com to learn how you can submit it.